Chair Gilombardo. Vice Chair Lamarca.
Here.
Ranking Democratic Member Joseph, sorry.
You're good, Dottie Joseph, and I am present.
Thank you. Representatives Alvarez.
Here.
Antone. Campbell. Kennedy.
Here.
Caruso. Cassell.
Here.
Chambliss, excused. Clemens.
Here.
Duggan, excused. Fernandez Barkeen.
Here.
Gossett Seidman.
Here.
Griffiths.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
Jaeger.
Here.
All right, Cormorant's present. Members, please silence all your noisemakers and speak into your mic. So welcome to the first committee of the Energy, Communications, and Cybersecurity. We got a pretty diverse group of members here, some new members and then some more veteran and senior members. We have Representative Chip Lamarca as our vice chair, and our ranking member is Representative Dottie Joseph right there. So thank you. So we're gonna do some brief introductions. Name, district where you're from, and what part of this committee that you're most excited about. So we'll start with Vice Chair Lamarca.
Thank you, Chair. Chip Lamarca, District 100, which is coastal Broward County, from Deerfield Beach down to Port Everglades. Sat on this committee last year in this same exact seat, actually, with Chair Drake, and that was always exciting. Spent most of my professional life in and around construction, specifically power generation and energy, so I'm very interested in that sector of this committee.
Good morning. I am Dottie Joseph, and I have the privilege of being the ranking member on this committee. I'm excited about all of it. but seriously, I'm most excited probably about the energy component. I am from Miami-Dade County. The area that I represent is Miami Shores, El Portal, Biscayne Park, part of the city of Miami, including Wynwood, Little Haiti Design District, parts of North Miami, and whole swaths of unincorporated North Dade. If you ever down my way, we have several Michelin star restaurants, 2 and 1 stars. So come see me.
All right, thank you. And we're just gonna go start with Speaker Pro Temp Clemens, and then kind of move our way this way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to serve on this committee with you and all of my august colleagues. I represent District 22, which is Alachua, Gilchrist, and Levy County. We have the University of Florida in my district. We claim the Suwannee River and many of the first magnitude springs in our great state, and the little hamlet of Cedar Keys, which produces the best clams in the world. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Hillary Cassell. I have the honor and privilege of representing District 101 in Broward County, which includes Dania, Davie, Hollywood, Hallandale, and a little bit of Fort Lauderdale. I want to thank the chair for taking some time over the holidays to speak with me about this committee. I'm fortunate in my district to have Nova Southeastern University, which has an incredible cyber range. And the running joke in my family is, you know, technology is not my strong suit. I'm an attorney by nature, and math and IT are not anything I learned in law school. So I had the honor and privilege of going to Nova and visiting their cyber range and learning as much as I could in a short period of time. But they have extended that offer to everyone on this committee to take a look at the cyber range and ask any questions. But I'm honored to be here and look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Griff Griffiths, District 6, which is Bay County or Panama City Beach, Lynn Haven, Springfield, some of the smaller municipalities. As we're all tooting our horn, I'm home to the world's most beautiful beaches, as we like to call them. But very interested in energy, communications, and cybersecurity, those are three very critical components to a healthy and happy society. So look forward to working with them. So thank you.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I am excited about the opportunity to serve on this committee. My name is Jennifer Kennedy. I represent District 50 in Imperial Polk County, Lakeland, home of Public Supermarkets and Florida Polytechnic University. I am particularly interested in the development of the intellectual capital that is going to be required to continue to see Florida thrive and take us into the next 100 years. So it's a wonderful opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Brad Yeager. I represent West Pasco County, Newport Richey, Holiday, Hudson, and Port Richey. And, you know, we are home to just beautiful waterways. We have no beaches, but we have lots of boats, and we enjoy the water over there in the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, I hear energy, communications, and cybersecurity. You know, I just think national security, right? These are so vital to our future. And for those reasons, I'm very excited to be on this subcommittee and look forward to it. And thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Danny Alvarez, District 69, East in Southern Hillsborough County. What interests me the most here is actually all three of them. I echo our ranking member, Ms. Joseph. I can't imagine three more important areas that are vital to the safety and security of our state. As we rattle the saber of freedom, I mean, we're known for that now. That's the free state of Florida. That puts us on the radar of a lot of our enemies who cannot beat us on either the battlefield of ideas or on the actual battlefield, so they move to our cyberspace. So that cybersecurity component is vital to our businesses, to the safety and security of our state, and I think that is something I'd love to focus on. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, Chair, and I'm State Rep Mike Caruso, District 87. I apologize for being late today. You think after 4 years I would know where Reed Hall is, but I went to the wrong committee room. I'm very excited to be on this committee. I think it's the forefront of our probably our weakest link, and we need to tighten it up, and I look forward to working with you and serving under you guys. You, sir, and Vice Chair LaMarca. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Juan Fernandez Barquin. I represent House District 118, West Miami-Dade County. We have great Cuban, Colombian, Puerto Rican, and Nicaraguan restaurants, and we're the home of the real Cuban sandwich. Thank you very much.
I don't know how I follow that. Will Robinson, District 71, Western Manatee County. It's a pleasure to serve under your leadership, Mr. Chair. It's actually my first time on this subcommittee, first time in this room, actually, in 2 years. It was a table last time I think I was in this room, so great committee room. I'm just excited to be a member on this committee. A lot of the bills that probably generate from this subcommittee go to the House floor, so some great bills that we passed off the House floor last year. I'm just excited to be here. I mean, you look at energy and communications, and in my area, Hurricane Ian devastated my area, and especially south, and certainly those two topics are very important to the average everyday Floridian, energy and communications, so very important policy issues that we're deciding in front of the subcommittee, so I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you to the esteemed member from Cape Coral. Really excited for this committee. My name is Fiona McFarland. I'm returning for my second term representing Sarasota, which is the original winter home of John Ringling Circus. This was one of my starred committees, my highly requested committee to be on, and I'll echo Representative Robinson. You don't know how much you care about energy or communications or technology until you don't have it, which we didn't after Hurricane Ian, underscoring the importance of this committee. Looking forward to your leadership, sir, and proud to be here.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. My name is Daryl Campbell. I represent District 99 out of Broward County. That represents Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale Hill, Lauderdale Lakes, Wilton Manors, and areas of Plantation. This is my first term, second session. I had the honor and privilege to be on this subcommittee last session, and to be here at its inception is an honor and a privilege. I'm looking forward to learn a lot more. Just like Rep. Caruso, I also got lost and found myself in the wrong committee, but now that I know this room, I am very familiar and fond of this room, and so I'm happy to be here, looking to learn a lot more, and really to expound on what was learned in the last session that I was privileged to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Peggy Gossett-Seidman, District 91, Boca Raton, Highland Beach, and parts of Western Palm Beach County. It is home to the only football stadium which can see the ocean from the top stands, so that's always a benefit. We have a wonderful, growing, expanding airport. I have a background in PR and communications and journalism, and I'm very honored and privileged to serve with my new colleagues, our first-term freshmen, and some members who have been here a long time and can help guide us on this committee, on subcommittee. Thank you very much.
All right, we got one more straggler. Representative Antone.
Good morning, and I apologize for being late. I'm Bruce Antone, District 41. I represent parts of unincorporated Orange County on the western part and the westernmost quadrant of the city of Orlando. So I'm excited to be here. Looking forward to working with all of you.
Thank you. And he also went to the wrong committee room. So, thank you. It's an honor to be able to work with all of you. There's a lot of good veteran members here, new members, a lot of good experience. So I'm a military guy, so I keep things brief, direct, and to the point. So you got a meeting packet. Please review it if you have any questions. We have a great staff here. Mr. Cochran Keating, he is our policy chief, 16 years in this silo, mostly in the energy and utilities area. And he's full of energy, and he's a great communicator. I guess not. All right. Not that funny today. I'm just going to keep those ones to myself. Amy Marks, she's our administrative assistant. Alita Walsh, she's our analyst. Eliana Mortelia, and Nick Silas, she said she's Italian. Every time she says her name, she puts her hands up. And Kurt Hammond, who's our staff director. They're here for us. They're here to help us, you know, learn, find the information. If you have anything that you want to search for or you're interested in, let us know, and we're gonna get that information for you. So this committee, as many of you have already said, it hits a lot. We don't normally see a lot of bills, but the bills that we do see are significant to the state of Florida. They touch water, electricity, natural gas, sewer services, telecommunications, and now cyber, which cyber has traditionally been in the appropriations suite, and now this is the first time it's ever been in a policy area. Service quality, reliability, availability, cost, these are the things that we address in this committee. And, you know, and now as we picked up cybersecurity, looking at digital monetization and making sure that all of these areas, the digital infrastructure, is protected in the state. So the last couple of years, you'll see in your packet that we passed some pretty significant cybersecurity policy for the state of Florida, prohibiting ransomware payments through government entities, making sure that everybody is meeting a minimum NIST standard for cybersecurity, and also putting some money in the pot to ensure that our local governments, our state government, and everybody can actually, protect themselves and meet the requirements that we put out. So I appreciate it. Look forward to working with everybody. And please, if you have any questions or comments, my door is always open to everybody. And that, members, concludes our agenda for today. If there are no other matters to come before the committee, Rep. LaMarca moves that we rise without objection. Motion is approved, and the subcommittee is adjourned. What was my time?